Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's just you and me. I want to talk to you about a couple of things that are on my mind with regard to what's happening in the economy right now, what's happening in your business right now, my business. One of the things that I think we can all agree on, and I think everybody can agree with me on this, whether your business is doing okay right now or whether it's not, I think we can agree that there's a lot of concern in the economy. We got a lot of scary things going on right now. But I want you to know that these are challenges I'm not gonna kid you. We have serious challenges going on right now nationally. Not only your business, not only your local marketplace, not only your state. We got some national and some global challenges. I'm not going to kid you about that. They're real. But regardless of that, folks, humanity is not going to, you know, dissolve into a primordial heap. We're going to keep going. Our society is going to keep going. Our marketplace is going to keep going. We're going to look back on this sometime in the future. I don't know if we're going to look back in 6 months or in a year or in 3 years. I don't know how long it's going to take. I don't have that information. Nobody does. But I do believe that we will look back on this and we'll mark it in as a time in history when things were tough. And we'll also look back on a macro level, the way I just said, those were tough times. We had our government did these things and they did this thing right and that thing wrong. The big business sector of the economy did this right and they did that wrong. Governments across the earth, you know, did this right, did that wrong. We'll look back and we'll think about all those things from a macro standpoint. But how about the micro thing that we'll look back on? You know what the micro is? Now, that's you and me. That's us individually. That's what you and I did as business owners. What you and I did in our businesses as we move forward. We'll look back on that because even though the macro is important, because it affects you and me, it affects the things that you and I have to work with, it affects the people we do business with, it affects the overall viability of the economy to flourish so that we can carve out our own niches and make our own way in the marketplace. The macro is important, but but you and I don't have any control over that, ladies and gentlemen. You and I can only worry about the macro because other people are doing that. You and I aren't involved in that. Maybe we wish we could. Maybe we think we can do a better job. And frankly, if you've seen the commercials where they're talking about if roadies rule the world or if delivery men rule the world, you know, and they have those commercials like that. Well, if small business rule the world, see, that's the next commercial they ought to make about that. If small business owners rule the world would be a lot better off. There's no question in my mind, no doubt in my mind. But we don't have that ability right now. All we can do is run our small businesses. That's the micro view. And what I want you to think about right now, this might help. I hope this helps you a little bit. It actually does help me when I do it for myself. Let's all focus forward. Let's say 3 years. Let's move ourselves forward 3 years. Imagine where you want to be in 3 years. Just think about where do I want to be in 3 years? What do I want things to look like in 3 years? And I want you to, once you're there, I want you to look back on where we are now and think about what you want to remember about yourself 3 years from now. What do I want to remember about myself 3 years from now? How do I, when I look back on how I behaved, When I look back on what I did, when I look back on how I responded to this challenge or took advantage of that opportunity, or when I look back and I say, okay, I missed that sign, but I saw that coming and I took advantage of that. When in 3 years from now, when you look back on how you behaved, when I look back on how I behaved in 2009, what kind of memories do I want to have? Do I want to have the memory that I failed? Do I want to have the memory that I curled up in a fetal position and pulled the covers over my head and didn't leave the building? Do I want to have the memory that I retreated? That I was negative all day long? That I was frozen like a deer in the headlights? Is that the kind of memory I want? Or do I want to be able to look back and say, you know, you had a tough time there. You were frightened. You were scared to death. But you moved. You didn't freeze. You moved. Even if it was a quarter of an inch, even if it was painfully, frighteningly, terribly hard for you to do it, you still moved. You moved a quarter of an inch. You moved one way or the other. You didn't stay in one place. When something happened, you responded to it. Okay, maybe you made a mistake. Maybe you didn't respond properly, but at least you did something. You did something. You moved. You didn't curl up in a fetal position. And basically, whether you did it right or whether you didn't do it right, I want to have the memory that I tried to make sure that I succeeded. And at least that I survived, at least during this time right now. That's the memory I want. Think about that a little bit. Tintil, stay with us. I'll be right back. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and that's where you'll find my blog and my newsletter and my knowledge base and all the other things that we do here. Hope you check that out. Use it to your advantage. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. I just gave us all a little pep talk last segment. I was talking about what do we want to think about when we're 3 years down the road. If do we want to look back and say, if we didn't make it, we're doing something else, right? We'd have to be doing something else. If our business doesn't make it, then we're going to have to do something else. And so I sure don't want to look back and say, I wish I'd worked harder. I wish I had been smarter. I wish I had thought about more. I wish I'd taken things more seriously. I wish I had overreacted a little bit instead of underreacted a little bit. That's something to think about, folks. If you're doing right now don't work, if they don't work out, what will you be doing in 3 years? And so maybe right now, instead of focusing 3 years in forward, maybe the thing to do now is focus from here. Instead of focusing backwards 3 years, focus forward 3 years. What would I be doing 3 years from now? As we stand here today, if my business doesn't make it, if I fail, what will I be doing 3 years from now? What would be likely to be doing? Are you going to be saying paper or plastic, ma'am, or greeting people at Walmart? Are you going to be, working for another company? Are you going to be running another business? Or, you know, what are you going to be doing? And is that picture acceptable to you? I'm not saying that it should or shouldn't be. I'm just saying, is that picture acceptable to you? And if it's not, then what are you going to do about it? So think about this, folks. You want to think about where you where you want to be 3 years from now and look back and evaluate to yourself. Imagine how you will evaluate your performance in 2009 from 3 years in advance. And how what would you like to be able to say about yourself to yourself? Wouldn't you like to be able to say, boy, that was tough. That was a rough time. But I made it somehow. I survived. I was creative in ways that I didn't know I could be. I didn't give up. I kept fighting. I just did some things that I didn't know I could do. Some people that I knew that I didn't know I could count on became part of my community, part of my network. And we did some things together. I learned some things that I didn't know before that I might not have learned had we not had that tough time. And then, but that's going forward, looking back. But now as we stand here today, as we, in reality, right now, look around us. Let's look around us and think about what we've got to deal with. And imagine, and then now think about where you might be, where we might be 3 years from now. What could that look like? What would be where's my optimal place to be? Where do I want to be? As Mark Allen says, what's my ideal scene 3 years from now? And then think about, what's it going to take for me to get that? If I don't perform right now, if I don't pull this off, if I fail right now, is that going to give me my ideal scene 3 years from now? Maybe not. If I want to achieve that ideal scene 3 years from now, what do I have to do to make that happen? Maybe I have to be receptive to being more creative. Maybe it means I need to turn loose to some things that I've been obstinate about. That's me saying that to me more than anybody else, folks. Maybe I need to be more receptive to new ideas. Maybe I need to not be so hidebound in the way I've done business all these years. Maybe that's what I've got to do to reach my ideal scene 3 years from now. Let me leave you with one last thought. As Dorothy said to her dog, we're not in Kansas anymore, Toto. Things here are different. And I think that's something we all should think about every day. I'm going to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And I want to remind you, when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.